CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is November Yankee 4 Golf, NY4G. My name is Ariel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., and in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina line near Highway 276. An elevation of 3,500 feet is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net, please call Net Control, NY4G. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call NY4G. Well, I will acknowledge the ones who have used the pre-net check-in utility and the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website, and here are the following. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot. Charlie Mike, that's Fred and TR, Traveler's Rest. November 4, India Echo India, that's Isla in Traveler's Rest. K4 X-ray, Kilo 4 X-ray, Mike Romeo, that's Mel in Prosperity. Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Echo Yankee, that's Jim in Linden, Utah. And Whiskey 2, Alpha Mike Delta, that's Andy in Simpsonville. Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, that's Danny in Greenville. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, that's Andy in Table Rock. November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, that's Tony in Asheville. Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, that's Kim in Asheville. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, that's Jim in Jeffersonville. Whiskey 4, Delta Foxtrot, that's Don in Boiling Springs. Kilo Charlie 4, Whiskey, that's Bill in Anderson. November 4, November Lima Romeo, that's Jim in Greenville. Kilo India 4, Lima Juliet Golf, that's Robert in River Falls. Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And finally, Kilo Quebec 4, November Sierra X-Ray, that's Raymond in Traveler's Rest. Thanks, folks, for checking in using this utility. I will now pause for any check-ins from Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, please call NY4G. Roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And if you would, please give the phonetic symbols for your call sign. That will make it easier for me to copy. And tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. India through Lima, please call NY4G.
Back control. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot, Jim in Simpsonville. No traffic. I'll be around.
Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James from Arponis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative and send 73s for each one of you.
4G. Yeah, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me in and out. Thanks for holding the net.
Well, I hope you and your family are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Ariel, thank you so much for calling the net. Hope you and your family are well. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For G, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be short time tonight. Thank you.
To check in, beginning with Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot, that's Jim. Jim, I got you down for comments later. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, that's James in Tuxedo. Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Kilo Victor, that's Duncan in Asheville. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, that's Ken in Greenville. Anybody else from the India through Lima group, please call NY4G.
Control. And out, Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu.
Hotel Lima Zulu, if you could leave your name and location, please.
Roger that. My name is Benson, and I'm in Marshall, North Carolina.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
And the next group starts with Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu. That's, I wrote down Benson in Marshall, North Carolina, I believe. And Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. That's Larry in Greer, along with Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot, Kilo. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else, India through Lima, please call NY4G. Mike through Papa group, Mike through Papa, please call NY4G.
4G? Ariel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Green, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative.
This is Lemmer Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, that's Lorena. And checking in with her is her husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rick, and their daughter, Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Thanks for the check-ins from Piedmont. Anybody else in the Mike through Papa group, please call NY4G.
G, this is N4JRB in Greer on a line of handheld. And I'll be negative and negative.
N4JRB, JRB, please leave your name.
Handheld, this is Jim, and I'm in Greer. And I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, I didn't pick up on the name that quickly. Anyway, thanks for checking, Jim. And this is Net Control acknowledging November 4, Juliet Romeo Bravo. That's Jim in Greenville. Thanks for checking in. And anybody else, Mike through Papa, please call NY4G.
4G, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Control, November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, that's Robert calling from Piedmont. Anybody else from the Mike through Papa group, please call NY4G. Let's move on to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G.
I'm 4D. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll mean negative and negative.
Check in Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor, KQ4QHB. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Earl and Captains, I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Bob, K4RHF. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative to negative. I've been off the air for a while, but I got it fixed. Ariel, have a good one, and thank you for hosting the net.
The big group that checked in, starting with Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra. That's Robert calling from Piedmont. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. That's Chris and Liberty. And Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, that's Nick in Pendleton. Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, that's Bill in Cowpens. And Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel Foxtrot, that's Bob in Greenville. Thanks for the check-ins. Let's see. Let's move on to the Quebec. We're still in the Quebec through Tango group. Please call NY4G. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call NY4G. To the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Please call NY4G.
November 4, Alpha, Kilo, N4AK, Glenn, Sunset, negative and negative.
G. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Well, NY4G now acknowledging November 4 Alpha Kilo, that's Glenn in Sunset, South Carolina, and Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, that's Dave and Easley. Anybody else? Top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G. Echo through Hotel Group, Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G.
4 Hotel India, Mobile.
4G. Area, Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, aerial, thanks.
Station Whiskey 4 Hotel India, if you could leave us a name, you said you were mobile. If you could tell us where you were mobiling, please call NY4G.
Roger, hopefully you copy me. Bruce, Bravo, Romeo, Uniform, Charlie, Echo, Seneca.
Control, acknowledging November 4 Alpha Kilo, that's Glenn in Sunset, South Carolina. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, that's David Easley. I believe I may have acknowledged you already, but just to be sure. Whiskey 4 Hotel India, that's Bruce, who's mobile in Seneca. Thanks, and be careful out there on the mobile. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G. See if we can scare up the entire alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, please call NY4G.
4G. Ariel, thank you for calling the net. Please check in, N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville. Negative and negative. Have a good evening.
In Kilo India 4, Juliet, Uniform, Omar, Mobile, Greenville, negative and negative.
4, Juliet, Uniform, you were a little too quick on your name compared to my pen. If you could call in with the name again, please.
Omar.
This is Net Control, November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging November 4 Z Zulu Lima Kilo, that's Shane in Greenville, and Kilo India 4 Juliet Whiskey, Juliet Uniform, that's Omar, mobile in Greenville. Thanks for the check-ins. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
And Annette, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
Well, acknowledging one of our net control operators, that's Patrick calling from Penrose, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. Thanks for checking in, Patrick. Thanks for stopping by. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
NY4G. Good evening, Ariel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NY4G acknowledging KI4DOS, Gary. He's one of our net control operators as well. And checking in with him is K3JOY, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, that's Joy, and Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, that's Dave, our net control coordinator. Thanks for the check-ins. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler, Mobile and Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
NY4G, he's Mobile and Greer. Thanks for the check-in and be careful out there. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G. NY4G now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for the check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGJU portion, and I have Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot, Jim. Are you still out there? This is NY4G.
NY4G from K4JF. Yes, I'm still around here. Just thought I'd chat a little bit and let everyone know that why haven't been around for quite a while. We downsized a couple of years ago, moved to Simpsonville into a 50,000 better community. And instead of a second story shack on a hill, I'm on a high rise, but behind a higher rise, and could not get in with my usual mobile antenna on top of the cabinet. So my son and I, my son came over and helped me connect up the Ringo Ranger in the attic, and it seems I can get in because I knew even if I got up into the attic, an HT would work, so it's just a blocking situation. I can get into the others, but this particular repeater was exactly the wrong place. But now we got that fixed, and I'm sorry, but you're going to hear a lot of me in the future. K4JS.
K4 Juliet Foxtrot and Y4G. Well, welcome back, Jim. And your signal's pretty good. Looks like you've done pretty good in relocating that antenna so that it's reaching the repeater quite well. So, well, thanks for the check-in and welcome back. Are you restricted in that community at all from operating the HF bands, or are you planning on doing it? An HF setup as well, NY4G.
Well, yeah, but first, I've been successful. I've had amp is not there. I mean, it's here, but it's not connected and probably not going to be. I already had my DXCC years ago and done a lot of DX chasing. I'm kind of past that now. I'm just rag chewing and whatever I can find. I check into the South Carolina net on a regular basis and have fun on 20 meters and even occasionally on 10 meters. So, no, it's restricted. It hasn't stopped me.
So, Jim, well, yeah, I'm sort of in the same boat. I was lucky when I moved into my community. Even though we had an HOA, the ruling party in the homeowners association was pretty lenient with me. I even had a full complement of an antenna farm from a 30-meter dipole, 40-meter dipole, beverages that are multi-directional, 160-meter inverted L, an 80-meter inverted L, and 20 through 10-meter beam, all on the same, in my postage-sized lot. They let me get away with it for a while, and until my neighbor built the lot next to me where my antenna farm had been got sold, and the people that bought the lot decided to build on it, and so there goes my antenna farm. But I got pretty good luck with it while I had it. Now all I have is a single, well, my 80-meter inverted V, which is an end-fed half-wave. It's resonant on 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10. That had been up for a while. Now I just have a 40-meter HF antenna in my 2-meter vertical. But on my antenna farm, I did pretty well. I did multiple. I'm 9-band DXCC, and I competed in a contest quite a bit one in the early days. But now I'm just rag chewing, calling the net, and just having a good grand old time, just relaxing. Back to you, Jim. K4JF and Y4G.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Well, we moved here 3 years ago, downsizing. Prior to that, we had, you know, a two-story colonial off Pelham Road and a good location. I had a trap dipole that worked me very well. Before that, I was off on the west side of Greenville on a hilltop with a tower, a tri-bander beam, and a kilowatt. So that's when I went chasing and having fun with, you know, rare stations and stuff. But, hey, you know, I'm 82 years old. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm not stressing chasing a lot of stuff now. I spent a number of years as a first responder communications, and, you know, I'm still registered there, but don't do it, you know, not active very much. But having a lot of fun. I've traveled around, taken my HC. I worked Alaska from an island in the Caribbean through their local repeater once. That was a lot of fun. So, you know, as long as you keep your mind open and keep looking, ham radio is a lot of fun. I do have a brand new all-center fed dipole. And when my son was here, he said, well, yeah, we can string that up in the top of the attic. But I said, we've done enough for today. We'll look at that a little later, so I might try that later. But, you know, the gutter antenna is working for me, especially on 75. So it's a lot of fun. K4JF.
Yeah, that reminds me. I also got involved in Summits on the Air, and I did that for a few years. And that's been a lot of fun going to all these summits all over the East Coast. I think I've done about 150 or so summits, and most of the tall ones, I still average 10 points, over 10 points for activation, which means I'm going after the tall ones. Then I've been from Georgia all the way up to Virginia, and that was a lot of fun while I did it. Now I've shifted a little bit, doing other things now, so I think I still enjoy that, and I might go back to it when I get freed up from some of the things I'm doing now. Anyway, back to you, Jim. If any of you have any more comments on your experiences, please call NY4G.
NY4G from K4JF. Well, you know, a standout, other than one I've helped for several disasters, such as a dam breaking in Georgia and a few things, one of the things that I really enjoy looking back on was in 2013, when I was on the staff of K2BSA, teaching Radio Merit Badge to Boy Scouts at the National Scout Jamboree. And toward the end of that session, we had a SCED with the International Space Station, and I helped the scouts talk to the astronauts on board the ISS as we tracked it with an ASL antenna as it went across the sky. I mean, that was a major event that I really, really enjoyed. I've been active in scout leading for, oh God, how many years, starting in 1950. And I've done a lot of work with them in radio and stuff. So, but that one was a highlight. That was a lot of fun.
NY4G, you just reminded me of my first introduction to CW was with I was on Caesar's Head, and I was just setting up my field antenna, and I didn't know there was a jamboree on the air taking place, and there was a bunch of Boy Scouts at the time. And so I tried to teach them how to do CW, and I was just probably 12 words a minute, maybe 10. And I told them, well, this is how you do it. And they got excited about trying to make contact on both sideband and CW. And after that, I never gave up on CW and been doing most of my operating on HF on CW from that 2010 was when I first got started. Never looked back. And it was Boy Scouts that did it. Back to you, Jim, at K4JF, NY4G.
NY4G from K4JF. You reminded me. back when I was a Boy Scout, back in the 50s, I'm an old fart. One of the requirements for first class was to learn Morse code. And I never will forget the first message I ever decoded from CW was this: I like to eat dead cows. And guess what? I still do. Go ahead.
Really funny. Anyway, that brings me, laughter in my ears, too. So, CW is really fun. I even today, most of my enjoyment is really from CW, and most of my activating on Summits on the Air, it's all exclusive, well, almost exclusively CW. Made, I don't know, 3,000 QSOs from Summits. And so I don't know, that's just me. The new modes of digital modes, especially the FT8, I've done it. It's not the same thing for me, I guess, but that's just me. So I like the traditional mode, CW and sideband. Of course, most of my operation is about 95% CW. So besides being on 2-meter net, back to you, Jim, and K4JF, NY4G.
NY4G from K4JF, okay. Well, I got to brag a little bit. My worked off stage certificate is all CW with 75 watts as a novice. So that goes way back.
All states is all CW too, and it's also QRP. I enjoyed QRP contesting while with groups that NAQCC. I did a few years of chasing tiny signals, and it used to be in June is the month that they do milliwatt sprints, and we would all be under 1 watt. I think my record is with my 40 meter dipole to Hungary with a tenth of a watt. That's probably the weakest signal I've made contact with long distance. Back to you, Jim, K4JF, NY4G.
Wow, you got me beat. I've done a few contacts with cranking this thing down to 5 watts. And I've even checked in the South Carolina sideband net running 5 just for fun. But no, I haven't done any real, any real serious QRP. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun. I've tried different aspects. I've worked, one of my most interesting ones was working Georgia, the country, not the state, through a Soviet satellite back in the, must have been 70s, mobile in North Carolina. That just blew me away that I could hit that darn thing. It was on 10 meters, and I don't think that satellite's even going to work anymore, but it was interesting. So, it's great fun trying around, seeing what you do. I could love to do some satellite work. I've done a little experimenting. I just built an egg beater antenna, which doesn't work very well from what I can see. but I like to play around with antennas and different things and enjoy the station. Look me up on online, and there's a photo of the station as it appears now after I've downsized. Dropped a lot of secondary equipment. I've got the TS-890. Right now, I'm on an ICOM. Most of my equipment is Kenwood. And anyway, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Nice chatting with you. We may have some more that don't want to come on in and comment, including my friend over in Easley, who helped me put up and then take down a tower back in the day. And anyway, go ahead, K4JF.
K4JF, N14G. Well, thanks for the chat, Jim. Nice to chat about some of the good old days when and some of the activities we used to do, even though we may not do them as much or to the same degree we used to. But anyway, it's good to reminisce about some of those old things that we used to do. Anyway, thanks for the comments, Jim. I'm going to pause now for more check-ins, see if anybody's still out there wanting to check in. Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Really enjoyed listening to you and Jim. Bernice and I are just sitting here watching TV. And I'd like to talk to him someday about that 890. I've been thinking about it. Anyways, NY4G, this is in 0TR. Please check in 0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
NY4G.
Okay. Thanks for the check-in, Tom, and November 0 Tango Romeo, and you're sort of out of turn. I was waiting. When I went to the Quebec through Tango group, I was expecting you to check in before Chris, and Chris checked in, no Tom, but better late than never, and good to hear your voice, and good to have your company as well every once in a while, and enjoy the company with you. Anybody else wanting to check into Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on net.
Now please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West from Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 7-3, you're on the net.
N4ZLK with a recheck.
Go ahead, N4ZLK.
If I could have a quick informal with K4JF at your convenience.
By all means, let me first acknowledge Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo Tommy, Southern Greenville County, and Matt Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's Matt in Greenville, and November 4 ZLK, Lima Kilo rechecking and wanting to have a quick QSO with Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Jim. Go ahead.
N4ZLK.
N4ZLK from K4JF. Go ahead.
This is Shane. I don't know if you remember me. Man, it's been years. I just wanted to say hello. I haven't heard you in a very, very long time. Worked for UPS. They used to deliver to you.
Yeah, we still get some occasional UPS, but we've moved, so it's probably out of your route. Nice to hear from you again.
Yo, I moved into driving tractor trailer for him, so I go to Atlanta. You're definitely out of my route now.
Well, you came when we were off of Pelham Road. We're in Simpsonville now. We downsized into a 55 and better community.
Actually, you were out in Berea then, Fars Bridge Road, I believe, somewhere out that way, if I'm not mistaken. But that's back in the late 90s, I think. But I'm glad you're still around. Good to hear you. I hope you're doing well.
Okay, you go a little further back. Yeah, I was off of Blackberry Valley Road, and then off Pelham Road, and now in Simpsonville. A couple of years ago, we were talking about downsizing and moving from the big thing and all that. And we almost went to Margaritaville near Hilton Head. my rule was, I told Rachel, you know, pick a place. As long as it's in South Carolina, I'm not leaving South Carolina. So we found this place in Simpsonville. It checked all the boxes. It's 1 mile from my son, who had just built a new garage, and he got the 65 Mustang. We've got a couple of kids here who take care of the kitty cats while we travel, so it's working out really well for us. Now, nice to hear from you again. I hope it's all going well with you. K4JS.
It's good to hear from you, too, and it's going well. Grown, all four kids are grown, got a couple, or three grandkids, one on the way, so life is moving on, as you know. But I just wanted to say hello. Like I said, I haven't heard you in forever. I hope you guys have a good evening. And I'm going to hit the road, and signal will be in and out. So 7-3 to you, and thank you, Ariel, for the opportunity. NY4G, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, okay. Good to hear from you. Well, we've got 15 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren now. So, you know, we got family scattered all over, so it's a lot of fun. 7-3, good to hear from you. Really good to hear from you. K4JF clear.
For Golf Net Control, glad to make those acquaintances rekindled again between Shane N4ZLK and Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot, Jim. Good to hear the exchange there. So going back to check-ins, anybody anywhere before I close the net, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
4G. 3-4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
For Golf Net Control, acknowledging Gene from Taylor's, Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Thanks for the check-in, Jim. Gene. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
4-4 Echo Delta Whiskey, hitting Brevard, no traffic, and I'm in and out.
This is Net Control, NY4G, also checking in. November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, that's Ed and Brevard. Anybody else, before I close Net, stragglers, please call NY4G. 4G now securing Blue Ridge 2 meter net for check-ins. Thanks for the check-ins on this Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, and thank you. Please stand by for my net report.
Q4QHV, KQ4QHV, KF4JU, you copy? JUU, KQ4QHV, I copy you loud and clear.
So I got the repeater in here at about F7. I'm well past Clinton, South Carolina now. Still southbound, well actually eastbound on 26.
Coming through, but overall you're pretty clean. Definitely can understand you, no problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of hilly terrain here, so you know, occasionally I dip down to a little bit and then it'll come back when I crest.
I'm making that trip back tonight as well.
Whatever, it'll be pretty much a turn and burn mission.
Did you get to check out the eclipse?
Yeah, I did. I was on the road for it, driving. Out in Tennessee, and you know, saw it get dark, and I was like, yep, there goes the eclipse. Unfortunately, I didn't have any eclipse glasses or anything like that to be able to look and check it out.
Things that I didn't notice last time because I was on a boat for the 2017, I think it was, maybe 2018. That eclipse that went right over us, and I was out on a boat. So I didn't see this, but this time I got to see all the crescent-shaped shadows cast on the ground as the eclipsed sunlight was filtered through the canopy of the trees there, and that was a pretty neat thing to see.
2017 one, I was able to get a couple photos of the eclipse. If my schedule had worked out a little bit better, I wanted to use my professional camera and go ahead and like, get some photos of it, but didn't have time to do all that.
I think Austin and Lindsay were actually in town for that one, and right after the totality, I believe they hopped in the car and
took off back up to Wisconsin, literally while it was still sort of dark outside.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and sign off of here and get back to driving. KQ4QHV, CAB4373.
Good talking to you. Glad you're doing well. I'm going to clear out of here as well. KQ4QHV, returning station to normal. Clear.
N4ZLK, Shane, you still in good range of the repeater? KI4LZI.
4LZI, N4ZLK. Hey, Andy.
And about what he said just a while ago. Now, I'm not sure of all this, and right offhand, but back in the 50s, as a novice class operator, you had to operate crystal controlled, and you had only a year to upgrade the technician class, if my memory serves me right from what I've read.
Hey, that would be before my time. I was born in 1970, but I do remember remember hearing or reading that when you got your novice license, you had a year to upgrade, or you would lose it, I believe. You'd have to retest everything. But that's all I would know.
I don't remember I heard some of the people who silent keys on this repeater decades ago said, or I read it somewhere. I'm not sure where, but for a little while, novices had to be crystal controlled, they did, before they could use a VFO when they got the general. I don't remember now why that was or when it was, but somewhere in the past they did.
Could still be somebody around that remembers that. I don't obviously remember that, and I hadn't read it, but it's very possible. They had a lot more restrictions on operators years ago than they do now.
He was still there. He takes back, he said, back to the 50s, but I heard it or read it somewhere that for a while, novices had to be crystal controlled. They could only operate, transmit crystal controlled only. And that about after a year to get the tech, but I was hoping he could verify that for me when that was, but I'm thinking, like I said, I was hoping he was there to verify it for me, but that was sometime back in the 50s, I'm thinking.
Might be an article or something you could research online that would mention that. That would be the only way I would know. I'd have to look it up.
Stuff I've also in QST in the past about that section where they take and check out old vintage equipment. There's been different people over the years that's done it, but they mentioned in there all a time or two about certain gear that novices would use, and a lot of them would be crystal controlled, and later on, when you got your general, you could get a VFO for it.
Possible. I do know that, if I'm not mistaken, if to upgrade to general, you had to go, a lot of times you had to drive to a big city, like from here, I think you had to go to Atlanta. If you're up the northeast, you had to go to Philadelphia or something like that in order to upgrade. It usually was not very convenient.
Tells the guy, that continued until about 1984, 85 when they started the VE program. I heard all kinds of people on this repeater back in the 80s and the late 70s talking about going. They either had to go to Atlanta to the FCC office down there or do it at a ham fest. A lot of people on this machine back in the 80s and late 70s talking about that.
My first interaction with this repeater, really ham radio, would have been early 1990, I believe, maybe late 80s, 89. Probably not until the 1990. I think that's when I actually was introduced to ham radio and started listening to this repeater. So a lot changed in the 90s, too.
KI4LCI, Friday. Well, I've done a lot of listening here before I ever had a license. That first receiver I got was in the Christmas of 1976. And it had the VHF airband, AM airband on the VHF high band, and right in the middle was where the 2 meter band was. And this repeater was the first thing I just happened to tune into right after I got it, Christmas. This one here was the first one, because it's so close, just as it still is. Then when they put the one on Sassafras up in 1979, then that was the next one I could get.
You've known a lot of people. I started, you know, getting to know people, like I said, in 1990, I think. But going back that far, you've probably seen a lot of people come and go, or heard a lot of people come and go.
Well, the guy, you're absolutely right. I've heard a lot of people on this repeater from back then that's been dead for years. They never knew me now, because I didn't have my license till late 05, didn't really have a good radio to sometime in early 06, but yet I've heard a lot of people on here that's been gone for years, but during that time I heard a lot of Atlanta down there to take their test at the FCC field office, and when they couldn't do it down there, then they'd take and go to a ham fest to do it. And in those days, it's not like today, you know. You didn't really, from my understanding what I've heard said, you didn't get any study material, real easy study material to study. You just better hope you know what you need to know to go down there and pass it with. Then you add to that, of course, you had the 5 words on the novice, the 13 on the general, and the 20 on the extra.
I remember looking at my father-in-law's book, his knowledge book for the test, and then he had that big old call book, had everybody's call from, it's like 3 times the size of a phone book. That's how you'd look somebody up, find out where their address was, and that could have just been the United States. I'm not sure. I can't remember if that was an international as well. But man, things have changed. And Andy, I may be making the repeater all right, but I'm getting to where I can't hear you very well, going up and down. I'll lose most of what you say. I'll come clear with you. Hope you have a good night. And good to talk to you. KI4LVI, M4ZLK.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have my license at the time, but I hung under a bunch of this stuff I got over here to the right of me. I got a paperback version of a 1981 call book that I got from Heath way back then. I didn't have my license, but like I said, I was listening here a lot in those days, and I got a 1981 handbook, and I got a frequency chart over here and back at that time, too, from Heath back in the day. N4ZLK, KI4LZI.
Changed a lot in ham radio, hasn't it? You have a good evening, Andy. 73N4ZLK mobile clear.
Absolutely right. A big change since I started listening here. Including, as you say, about silent keys that I used to hear here. KI4LZI.